The government spends around $80 billion a year on IT, and the administration has been concentrating on two initiatives to help get it under control. One is reducing spending on operations and maintenance, so there's more money for innovation. The other is Portfolio Stat, under which agencies try to identify and root out duplicate spending. Recent investigations, though, by the Government Accountability Office have found both initiatives wanting. Joining us with more is the GAO's Director of IT and Management Issues, Dave Powner. Dave, great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, let's start with the Operations and Maintenance Spending Report. Tell us what you found there with respect to how agencies are managing it.
Well, here's, I believe about a year ago I talked to you when we first started looking at this, where operations and maintenance investments, or investments that are currently in steady state, are to get an annual review by agencies. And this review is very important because what it does is it ensures that the investment is still meeting mission needs, that it's the most efficient way of doing it. So, for instance, perhaps you could go to the cloud instead of, you know, a homegrown solution, and then also that it doesn't duplicate other investments. So what we did is we looked at the top 10 O&M investments in the federal government. Those top 10 investments on an annual basis spend about $8 billion. So that's 10% of the federal IT budget. And surprisingly, what we found was only one of those 10 investments. There was an investment at DHS, which was a CBP infrastructure project. It's really their backbone at CBP, had the annual review conducted. The other nine investments did not. So that's really not good, because we're in a situation where we have $8 billion in these 10 investments on an annual basis, and nine of them aren't getting the critical look that they deserve.
And Dave, just sort of a background question, what exactly do you look for to tell if an agency is spending money on this wisely, or conversely, what do you look for as a red flag?
Well, one of the things we look for is, you know, as part of their investment management process, we want to ensure that these systems and operations get a solid review. It's very common for systems in development to get the majority of the focus. And right now we have, you know, 75% of the annual budget in IT, when you look at the $80 billion spend, goes towards O&M. And the important thing is here is the O&M piece continues to grow while the development piece shrinks. And really we need to look at opportunities to move some of that O&M spending into the development arena so that we modernize government more instead of just funding these systems that are in steady state. Now, they're important systems because they're, you know, what keeps the agencies going. But, you know, if you flip over to our Portfolio Stat review, the reason why all this is important to look at these systems in steady state, our Portfolio Stat review uncovered, and it's a great initiative, 200 initiatives that are duplicative in nature across the federal government, and they can save the government between $6 and $8 billion is the estimate from the federal agencies right now. So that's why, you know, when you look at these steady state systems, you know, this is real money, and there's a lot of duplication. There's better ways of doing things, and we really need to scrutinize that, the steady state investments.
In a way, this is like deja vu, because for the past 5 years, Steve Van Rokel, and before him, Vivek Kundra, and before him, the people that ran IT at OMB in the Bush administration, have been saying the same thing. We've got to end duplicative spending. We've got to cut back on O&M so there's more money for, as they call it now, innovation. But it doesn't seem to have that plow, as Lincoln would have said, doesn't seem to ever scour.
Well, you know, one of the things we've been looking at, and going back to, you know, some of the initiatives with Vivek Kundra, you can look at the data center consolidation initiative, you know, Portfolio Stat. Now, these are great initiatives. The problem that we find in many of these reports, and these two current reports are falling into the same boat here. They're well-intentioned initiatives. They're poorly executed, and really there's not enough accountability. I mean, the Portfolio Stat initiative, we now have 200 initiatives. We know what agencies those initiatives are at. We know what the associated dollars are. And that really needs to be driven home so that we do get the savings between $6 and $8 billion.
So let's talk about the problems that you're seeing with both execution first, and then we'll talk about accountability. Where are agencies, where is the White House going wrong when it comes to execution?
Well, I think what happens is we get these initiatives, data center consolidation. We can throw that in the fray here with you know, the O&M look, with the Portfolio Stat look. We have great plans. We get out of the gate actually quite well. You look at data center consolidation. I mean, there's you know, plenty of opportunities to consolidate data centers there. And then what happens is they seem to kind of fizzle, and we never fully get the plan savings as promised.
So can you blame that on money or a lack of spending? I mean, if agencies are initiating it, it means at least, I guess, in the beginning, they think they do have the funds.
I wouldn't blame it on they do have the funds. I think what we what we're faced with many of these initiatives is there needs to be clear accountability. There needs to be clear leadership. There needs to be leadership coming out of OMB, also leadership out of the various federal departments and agencies. I mean, this is right in the wheelhouse of chief information officers and what they should be doing and focused on. And I think those are the individuals that ultimately, when we look at leadership, that's where it needs to start.
Do you think if someone like a Van Roekel or a Kunder or whoever it is, you know, they go back many years, if they have under them or in place of them some really smart 25-year government veteran that knows where the bodies are buried, knows how you can hide from initiatives that come from the White House in charge of all this, that there'd be a little bit more of a, well, I don't want to make a crude reference, but more of a boot on the neck of the people that have to do this?
Yeah, well, you know, I look at the Portfolio Stat initiative that Steve Van Roekel's pushing right now is a great initiative. I mean, if you look at that report that we just issued, you know, the initial estimate was that there was about $2.5 billion in savings. But when the agencies, you know, completed their plans, and we faulted them for the lack of complete plans, but we still had these 200 initiatives that potentially could save up to $8 billion. So if you look at that, you know, we have an $80 billion spend. We potentially have $8 billion or 10% of that that's duplicative in nature. And, you know, if we could take care of that, that's where we could, Emily, to your comment, you know, really innovate a lot more in the federal government.
We're speaking with Dave Powner. He's Director of Information Technology Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. It's a bit ironic that you're producing these two reports at the same time, given the fact that Portfolio Stat is supposed to address the problems with the spending or the inefficiencies. Why do you think Portfolio Stat hasn't made as big of a difference as it could?
Well, I think Portfolio Stat right now, you know, it's somewhat early. You know, there was that was an initiative that Steve Van Roekel rolled out. So I think there are really good plans in place. And again, this is back to these many initiatives. They're well-intentioned. We get great plans. You know, we talk about potential savings. And now really what needs to happen with Portfolio Stat is, you know, tracking those 200 opportunities, you know, over the next year or two. I believe those savings are through 2015. So it's right around the corner. It's not like these are way out in the future. The $8 billion in planned savings. And that's something that the Congress is already asking us to follow up with in the future this next year to make sure that those 200 opportunities get a close look.
And on this particular report, you didn't get total agreement from OMB either.
No, we did not. You know, they're one of the things, since, for instance, you know, I think they agreed with about half of our recommendations. But some of this, we would like to see a little more transparency on the opportunities that are out there, and then also the expected savings, because I think OMB initially was saying there was about 100 opportunities and a $2.5 billion price tag on those 100 opportunities. We actually found double that, 200 opportunities and up to $8 billion in savings. So we would like to see even greater transparency coming out of OMB on what these opportunities are so that we in fact can get the associated savings.
And what you say in your recommendations in terms of transparency is to fully disclose limitations in CIO's ability to exercise their authority. What limitations do you think there are?
Well, there were a number of CIOs that told us CIO authorities has always been an issue in the federal government. I think if you look at Chairman Issa's bill, FATARA, you know, that was what they're attempting to do there is to get CIO more authorities, whether it's through the budget or other means. What we found on this review is we just looked at commodity IT, which isn't necessarily the mission-critical investments, and we had a handful of agencies. I think there were six or seven agencies that told us that the CIO shops told us that they did not have authority over the commodity IT. And that's a rather low bar. I mean, if you go back to the Clinger-Cohen Act, CIO should have authority over the entire investment, control the investment, be in charge of the investment control process. And that we have some CIOs saying that even some of the administrative or business-like systems they don't have authority over.
Who does have authority over them then in those cases?
Typically, it could be the business units or non-IT shops, or sometimes the department level CIO.
Or sometimes the CFO even.
Yes, CFO could have it, or there could be the CIO of a component agency. And each agency kind of has its own story. There's different, reporting structures and the whole bit. But, what is being attempted through the various legislation over time is to get those CIOs more authority. And it's back to this accountability. If you can go to a single person or shop and say, this is the person who's in charge of these investments at this agency, I think you'd get better performance if you could hold, those CIOs more accountable.
So we've been talking about governance and accountability and transparency and execution. And a lot of the federal government is focused on correcting the issues with healthcare.gov. Has that come over to GAO yet? And sounds like it would end up in your shop. And are you looking forward to that particular assignment?
Yeah, we have received multiple requests to look at healthcare.gov. In fact, tomorrow I will be testifying at a healthcare.gov hearing in front of Chairman Issa. I'm going to be testifying more on best practices in IT and governance and accountability and many of the things we're discussing here this morning.
But you'd have to scramble some jets to be able to really look deeply at that particular project at this point, and probably GAO, I'm guessing, has not really looked at the details yet.
Not at the recent details. We haven't done that yet. We're gearing up to do that. We did do a report that we issued earlier this summer, where we talked about the amount of work that remained leading up to the October 1st date and discussed the amount of testing and that type of thing. But, yeah, we'll be diving into that deeply here in the near future.
All right. Dave Powner is Director of IT and Management Issues at the GAO. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.